由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you very much for tuning in today.
多谢你今天再次收听《天路导向》。
Today I want to speak to you about a role model of four faithful friends.
今天我要讲关于忠诚的朋友这个题目，是会讲到四个好好好忠诚的朋友的。
They are a role model of faithfulness.
他们就是忠实的朋友的榜样。
And let us read about them in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
让我们一起先看看这个故事。这个故事是记载在马可福音第二章第一到十二节。过了一些日子，耶稣又去到加百农。人听见耶稣在那间屋里面，就有很多人聚集，甚至连到门前面都没有空位。耶稣就对这些人讲道，有人带着一个瘫了的人来到见耶稣，是用四个人抬他过来的，因为人多去不到前面，于是他们就将耶稣所在间屋拆了他的屋顶。既拆了他的屋顶之后，就将那个瘫了的人连同他睡在上面的那张床褥都用绳吊下来。耶稣见到他们的信心，就跟那个瘫了的人讲话，小子，你的罪被赦免了。同时有几个文士坐在那里，他们心里面就议论话，这个人为什么可以这样讲呢？他讲的东西是前往的说话，除了神之外，有哪个人可以赦罪呢？耶稣心中知道他们心里面这样去议论，耶稣就说了，你们的心里面为什么要这样议论呢？你可以说对瘫子说，你的罪赦免了，定是说起来拎起你张席去行了，哪一样容易呢？我要叫你们知道，我在地上面有赦罪的权柄。于是耶稣就对那个瘫了的人讲话，我吩咐你起来，拎起你的床褥，回去你的屋企了。那个人就站起身，即刻拎住他的床褥，当住众人面前出去了，令到众人都感到非常的惊奇，归荣耀与神，这样讲话，我们从来都没有见过这样神奇的事。
I want you to imagine the picture here.
我想你想下当时发生的情景。
Only those who have experienced a mob scene can understand this scene.
只有一些在好多人群中间被挤拥过的人才能够体会到这一种的场合。
There was not even a millimeter of space between people.
在那个时候，我们可以想象到人和人之间几乎连一个毫米的空间都没有。
They were in an intensely thick wall of humanity.
他们就好像被夹在一道人墙当中。
The four friends each were holding onto one corner of a very thin mattress.
而这四个人，每个人都捉住张席的一个角。
And on that flimsy mattress is a quadriplegic.
而在这一张又薄又残的席上面，摊住一个四肢瘫痪的人。
If he were a paraplegic, he would have been carried by two strong men.
假如他只是两只脚瘫了的话，他只需要两个壮汉抬着他就够了。
But quadriplegics were carried on a thin mattress with one person holding each of the four corners.
但是这一位四肢瘫痪的人必须要四个人，每个人捉住块席的一个角落头，才能够将他抬起来。
They came in and they saw that it was impossible to make their way to Jesus.
尼对人来到之后发现他们原来想要去到耶稣面前简直是不可能的。
This wall of humanity was solid.
因为道人墙真是牢不可破。
This wall of humanity was impenetrable.
因为这道人墙实在是让人挤得水泄不通。
So you can understand if these four friends made excuses for not going to the house.
所以即使这四个人因为人太多就入不到屋，这样东西都是情有可原的。
These four men could have gone away and said to themselves, well, we gave it our best try and it didn't work.
他们大可以走开，跟自己讲话，我们尽了力了，入不到去啊。
We have already taken too much time of our busy lives.
我们已经用了太多的时间和心机去做这些事了，我们很忙的。
Maybe it was not the will of God for our friend to have an encounter with Jesus.
可能神的旨意就是不让我们的朋友去见到耶稣呢。
And you know what, my listening friends?
各位亲爱的听众朋友，不知你知不知道呢？
No one would have blamed them for that.
如果他们真的走了的话，根本就没有人会责怪他们。
Every one of us knows what it is like to give up.
我们每个人都知道该放弃的时候就应该放弃。
When we pray for something that is consistent with the will of God and the word of God, and we don't get quick answers, we give up praying.
有时候虽然我们的祷告是符合神的旨意和圣经的原则，但是神未即时答应的话，我们很多时候就不会再为这件事去祈祷。
Many of us have done that.
很多的信徒都会这样做。
But there are several things that I want to tell you about these four men.
但是有关这四个人的事，我有些事想跟你分享。
We know virtually nothing about them.
其实我们根本就不识他们。
We don't know their names.
我们不识他的名字。
We don't know their professions.
我们连他的职业都不知道是什么。
We don't know their religious convictions.
我们不知道他们的信仰立场。
We don't know their family backgrounds.
我们不知道他们的家世背景。
But their actions tell us volumes about their faith.
但是他们的行动告诉我们他们的信心有多大。
I will summarize what we know about them in two points.
我将会用两点来概括我对他们的认识。
First,
第一点我要讲的是
The faith in Jesus was unconquerable by the circumstances.
外在的环境并不能够击败他们在耶稣基督里面的信心。
Secondly,
第二样我要讲的是
The faith in Jesus gave them the unexpected.
因住他们对耶稣基督的信心，耶稣赐给他们超乎所想所求的事。
First, their faith in Jesus was unconquerable.
首先，他们在耶稣里面的信心是不会被击败的。
These four friends were determined to bring their friend to the feet of Jesus.
这四个朋友下定了决心，要将他们瘫痪的朋友带到去耶稣的脚前。
They knew in their hearts that their friend's only hope was in coming to Jesus.
他们明白只有去到耶稣的面前，他们的朋友才有救，这个也是他们唯一的盼望。
They knew that only Jesus could meet his most desperate need.
他们知道只有耶稣才能够满足他们朋友最迫切的需要。
Only Jesus could perform the real miracle he needs.
只有耶稣才能够在他身上施行神迹奇事。
Only Jesus could heal the inside and the outside.
只有耶稣才能够带来完全的医治。
Only Jesus could deal with the physical infirmity as well as the spiritual infirmity.
只有耶稣才能够医治他肉体和心灵上面的残疾。
So they would not allow difficulties to stop them.
因此再大的困难都阻止不了他们。
They would not allow obstacles to hinder them.
再高的障碍都不能够拦阻他们。
They did not allow their faith to be conquered by the surrounding circumstances.
他们没有容让他们自己的信心被周边的环境打击。
So they went upstairs and dug a hole in the roof and lowered their friend right in front of Jesus.
于是他们就去了屋顶拆了一个窿，然后就将他们那位瘫痪的朋友吊到去耶稣面前。
Their roofs back then, of course, were not made of concrete.
当然在当年的时候，他们的屋顶一定不是用水泥做的。
Their roofs at that time consisted of flat beams that were about 3 feet apart.
通常在那个时候的屋顶都是用一些相距大概3英尺的梁木来架起的。
And the space between the beams were filled with brushes and packed with a thin layer of clay.
而在梁木之间，他们会铺上一些碎草，同埋加上一层薄薄的泥土，去将草去固定。
So the men did not cause major damage to the house.
因此呢一啲人去拆咗个屋顶，其实并冇对嗰间屋构成太大嘅损坏。
If you have your Bible with you, I want you to look at verse 5 of Mark chapter 2.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开马可福音第二章第五节。
It says, Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the quadriplegic man, My son, your sins are forgiven.
圣经这样说，耶稣见到他们的信心，就对那个四肢瘫痪的瘫子讲话，小子，你的罪被赦免了。
There is something of vital importance here.
请注意这个地方有一个很重要的关键。
Jesus seeing their faith.
就是耶稣看见他们的信心。
We don't know anything about the faith of the quadriplegic man, but we know about the faith of his friends.
我们根本不知道那个瘫子的信心究竟是怎样，但是我们看到瘫子的朋友的信心是非常大的。
Now, my listening friend, I don't want you to miss this.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你千祈不要遗漏这一点。
Whenever you bring someone to Christ,
无论任何时候你带领任何一个人去到基督的面前，
He or she may not understand what's going on.
他们可能自己都不明白究竟发生着一些什么的事情。
That person may not be able to articulate his desperate need for forgiveness.
或者他们自己都讲不清楚他们究竟有多迫切需要赦罪的恩典。
That person may not be able to comprehend the awesomeness of the grace of God.
或者他根本不理解神的恩典有多奇妙，有多伟大。
That person might not be aware of your faith on their behalf.
那个人或者亦都不能够察觉到你为他而有的信心。
But God does.
但是神知道一切。
These four men did not preach.
这四个人并没有不断向周围的人去讲他们的事。
These four men did not tell the man that he must do certain things.
这四个人亦都没有同他们的瘫痪的朋友讲话，你应该做这样东西，做那样东西。
But they knew one thing and one thing only.
但是他们知道一样东西，就是一样东西。
And what they knew was enough for Jesus.
而他们所知道的这一样东西，对耶稣来讲就已经足够了。
What did they know?
究竟他们知道些什么呢？
They knew that if they could bring their friend to Jesus, Jesus would transform him.
他们就是知道如果他们能够将他们的朋友带到去耶稣那里，耶稣就一定能够改变他。
And that is why their faith in Jesus gave them the unexpected.
这件事也是为什么耶稣能够成就远远超乎他们所想所求的事。
And that's my second point.
而 呢一样嘢就系我要讲嘅第二点啦。
Their faith in Jesus gave them the unexpected.
亦都系讲耶稣因为佢哋嘅信心成就咗超乎佢哋所想所求嘅事。
Now there are some people who view faith as blind faith.
或者有一啲人将信心睇成迷信。
Some see faith as a leap into the dark.
有啲人觉得信心就好似跳入一个无底洞里面。
Some people talk about faith as if it is something mystical.
有啲人亦都觉得信心系一啲神秘莫测嘅事。
While in reality, faith rests on knowledge.
然而喺实际上面，信心其实系建基喺知识上面嘅。
Faith.Rests on reason.
信心是有根有据的。
In fact, knowledge is a ladder on which faith climbs higher.
其实知识可以帮助信心提升到更高的境界。
Knowledge is the springboard from which faith leaps further.
知识就好像跳板一样，能够让信心跳得更远。
These men's faith was based on their knowledge of who Jesus is.
呢一啲人嘅信心其实就系建立喺佢哋对耶稣嘅认识上面。
It was based on knowledge of Jesus's character.
呢一种信心系建立喺佢哋对耶稣嘅品格嘅认知上面。
It was based on knowledge of the trustworthiness of Jesus.
佢哋嘅信心系建立喺认为耶稣系可以信赖嘅基础上面。
To be sure, they did not expect a double miracle.
当然，佢哋并冇期望过有双重神迹嘅出现，圣经系冇咁样记载噶。
But nonetheless, they totally, completely, and without any doubt trusted in Jesus.
但系佢哋却完全相信，毫不怀疑咁样信任耶稣。
My listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友
When you introduce a friend to Christ,
当你将某一个人带到去基督的面前的时候
you can be sure that Christ will do the rest.
你可以确信耶稣会完成他做的工作。
Jesus will always surprise you by doing more than you are expecting or imagining.
耶稣所做的永远都是超乎我们所想所求的，是会带给我们惊喜的事。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Because your faith in him always honors him.
因为你对主的信心本身就是荣耀了他的。
Jesus saw the men's incredible, unconquerable faith.
当耶稣见到呢一啲人不屈不挠嘅信心嘅时候
，And he said to the crippled man, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
然后耶稣就对嗰位瘫子讲话：，小子，你嘅罪被赦免啦。
I am sure if you were there, you would have been surprised.
如果你当时在场嘅话，你一定会感受到非常惊奇。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢？
Because we would have expected Jesus to heal the man first and then give him a sermon.
因为我们认为耶稣会一定医好那个瘫子先，然后再向他讲一篇道。
We always expect the physical miracle first and then the spiritual miracle.
我们总是盼望先能够目睹到一些的可见神迹，然后才经历灵里面的复兴。
But Jesus shocked them by forgiving the man's sin first, then healing him.
但是耶稣是先赦免了这个人的罪，才再医他的病，这件事的确是令我们非常震惊。
The Pharisees were shocked when Jesus forgave the man's sins before healing him.
当耶稣先赦罪后治病的时候，他做的事是吓呆了法利赛人。
Most Hebrews believed that all suffering was a result of sin.
绝大多数的以色列人都相信疾病是因罪而引起的。
We see this clearly when the disciples looked at the man who was born blind.
关于这一点，我们从门徒对生来瞎眼者的态度上面就可以清楚地看到了。
And they asked Jesus who sinned, he or his parents?
他们问耶稣说是谁犯了罪呢？ 究竟是这个人啊，还是这个人的父母犯罪呢？
The man was born blind, so he didn't get a chance to even to sin.
其实那个人是生出来已经是盲的，所以他根本就没机会去犯罪。
And that is why Jesus said to them, neither, but God is going to be glorified in this.
所以耶稣就这样回答他们说，不是这个人犯罪，也都不是这个人的父母犯罪，是要在他身上去显出神的作为。
And so Jesus forgives the man's sins first.
所以耶稣第一样嘢做的就是赦免了这个四肢瘫痪的人的罪。
What is Jesus doing here?
究竟耶稣在这里是做什么呢？
He is removing the sting of sin first.
他在这里先行除去罪的毒钩。
He is removing the stain of sin and guilt first.
他先在这里去掉了罪孽的污点。
He is cleansing the man's spirit first.
他首先洁净了这个瘫子的灵魂。
He is bringing rest to the man's soul first.
他先赐给那个瘫子一个心灵的安宁。
He is assuring the man of his eternal life in heaven first.
他要先让这位病人看到永生的盼望。
What message do you think my listening friend Jesus is communicating here?
亲爱的听众朋友，你估耶稣究竟在这里要跟我们说些什么呢？
Jesus is telling us that where a person is going to spend eternity is of primary importance.
耶稣在这里这样讲，其实就是说一个人究竟在哪里度过永恒，其实就是最首要的事。
And how he is going to spend the next few years of his life is of secondary importance.
而至于说究竟耶稣怎样继续去利用他在世界上面的余下几年的时间，其实是次要的。
Your greatest expression of love for a friend is to bring him or her to Jesus Christ.
如果你爱你的朋友的话，最好的表示就是将他带到去耶稣基督面前。
You cannot convert them to Jesus.
你并不能够靠自己去改变一个人归向耶稣。
You cannot change their eternal destiny.
你不能够改变这些人永恒的命运。
You cannot force them to know Jesus.
你不能够强迫这些人去认识耶稣。
But you can bring them to Jesus.
但是你可以将这些人带到耶稣那里。
Just like these four men did.
就好像那四个朋友所做的事一模一样。
And Jesus did the rest.
而至于其他的部分，耶稣都会替我们去完成。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I conclude.
各位亲爱的朋友，在我结束的时候，请你仔细地听我去讲。
Only Jesus can bring about real transformation in life.
只有耶稣才能够带来生命的改变。
There may be someone listening today who was invited to listen by a friend.
可能今天在收音机旁边的听众，或者在我们网站当中听这个节目的听众，都是朋友，是邀请你来听的。
As a new listener, you have friends who are praying for you.
如果你是一位新的听众的话，你请你知道是有你的朋友正在为你去祈祷。
As a new listener, you have friends who care for you.
如果你是一位新的听众的话，请你知道你的朋友正在这里关心你。
As a new listener, you have friends who are making this broadcast possible.
如果你是一位新听众的话，请你知道有一些朋友为了让你听到今天的节目尽心竭力。
And that is why we want to tell you today that Jesus wants to cancel the bond of sin and debt and set you free.
因此今日我要话俾你听，今日耶稣要为你断开罪恶嘅锁链，还清你嘅罪债，让你得着自由。
Jesus wants you to know that when you come to him, he forgives you.
耶稣要你明白，只要你去到耶稣嘅面前，佢就会赦免你。
He cleanses you.
佢就会去洁净你。
He heals you.
佢就会去医治你。
And he restores you.
佢亦都会重新去建立你，让你变得完全。
Jesus wants to say to you first, your sins are forgiven, and then he wants to say to you, take up your bed and walk.
耶稣首先要对你咁样话话，你嘅罪已经赦免啦，然后再对你话，拎起你嘅席，起嚟行走。
Jesus does not only give you grace to forgive your sins,
耶稣唔单止要赐俾你赦罪嘅恩典，
but there will be more grace to follow.
仲要将更加多嘅恩典丰丰富富咁样加俾你。
For every problem in life and even in death itself, His grace will be there.
在你人生的每一个难关，甚至当你面对死亡的时候，神的恩典都会伴随着你。
His grace will be there for every difficulty you encounter.
神的恩典亦都要陪伴你走过人生的每一个困难。
His grace will be there for every mountain you need to climb.
神的恩典要带领你攀越每一座高山。
His grace will be there for every obstacle you may face.
神的恩典亦都要与你共度人生的每一个险阻。
And until next time, I pray for the grace of God to be with you.
愿神大大赐福给你，要信此生丰盛。
基督声音散播了应许，可惜始终只得旧模样，可知此际充满假象，可知真理是何样，可否抛开慨叹与唏嘘，请君珍惜救恩莫儿女，救主的爱转化生命，将灰心化作云彩，一世不屈的勇敢，命也需多挑战，千般锻炼，要信此生丰盛，信靠救主一生到尽头。
我哋睇到，我哋一生只要凭住信靠，就能够获得丰盛嘅生命。唔知你今日愿唔愿意去相信主耶稣基督赐俾我哋嘅恩典呢？如果你对我哋基督教信仰或者对天路导向节目有任何嘅疑问或者查询嘅话，欢迎你随时写信俾我哋。我哋嘅地址系香港健康世界3号4楼，或者电邮俾我哋。我哋嘅电邮系 PENGYOU3@liangyou.net， 你可以找我万峰或者写信给麦克牧师就可以了。愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次再会。